Proof once again, you can find anything on the internet. To set up our next guest, we needed a joke. A joke about Muslims. Dangerous territory for anybody. So we found a Muslim community comment section on the site IslamCan.com, a site for and by Muslims with guidelines about the faith. Here's the joke from the site. A man walking in Central Park sees a little girl being attacked by a pit bull. He runs over, starts fighting with the dog, kills it, saves the girl's life. A police officer walks over and says, "You're a hero. Tomorrow you can read about it in all the newspapers. Brave New Yorker saves the life of little girl." The man says, "But I am not a New Yorker." "Oh, then it'll save brave American saves the life of a little girl," says the policeman. The guy says again, "But I'm not an American." "Okay, what are you then?" says the officer. The man says, "I'm a Saudi." The next day, the newspaper says, "Islamic extremist kills innocent American dog." All right. Can fatwas be funny? Is some imam going to open up a can of whoop-ass on me for reading that? Well, if he is, I won't likely be first in line. Our next guest might be in line in front of me. There's a group of Muslim American comedians out there walking the minefield of faith-based jokes. They're called Allah Made Me Funny. Here's a few clips from their promotional DVD.
Barack Hussein Obama. His first name rhymes with Iraq. His middle name is Hussein. His last name is almost Osama.
"Hey, what's your name?" "My name is Muhammad Mustafa Badawi Amir Omar al-Najjar. But you can call me Mike."
"I grew up in Skokie, Illinois. Does anybody know what that means? I'm practically an honorary Jew. I got so many Jewish friends I grew up with. Now we're all grown up, I have to tell them, look, I ended up more Jewish than half you guys. I got the beard going, I keep strictly kosher, and I went to law school."
Currently on tour in Scotland, Mohammed Ahmer, part of the Allah Made Me Funny tour. Good morning, or good afternoon where you are. Hi.
Good morning, good afternoon, whichever you'd like. I speak with so many different people around the world that I don't even know what time it is today.
We don't need to worry ourselves with that. So when you identify yourself, are you a comic? Are you a Muslim comic? Are you both?
Here's the thing. Well, of course, here's the way I like to put it. I'm a stand-up comedian. I mean, I started out in the raw comedy club, smoky, grimy environment. I'm a stand-up comedian that just happens to be Muslim. And the times that we live in today, kind of needs me to be in the forefront with this great group of guys called Allah Made Me Funny. And by the way, I wanted to say, we don't make jokes about Islam. We need to make that clear.
Yes, no.
We absolutely do. We actually, we talk about different agendas that are going on in the world, and we absolutely stay within our boundaries.
I don't want to assume anything, but I'm not really sensing there's a whole giant wave of Muslim comedy going on.
Right.
Is there a void for it, and why, if there is?
Unbelievable, because, we need Muslim expression. It's very important that we express ourselves and we make everything clear. And as far as is there a market for it, is it needed? I mean, we've been to South Africa, sold out shows in the Nelson Mandela Theater in Johannesburg. We sold out shows in Durban. We sold out shows in Cape Town. We sold out shows in Australia. And now we're currently selling out shows in Holland, the UK, Scotland, Ireland, I mean, Canada. It's been an unbelievable ride, and it continues to do so. I mean, it's just the demand is so up there because we need funny comedians. We need Muslims. We need to show Muslims in a different light. I mean, we're being shown as almost dehumanized on television. It's very important to show us with a sense of humor, and it's a very dangerous territory when we get into, oh, do Muslims laugh? Do they have a sense of humor? Do they eat food? Do they breathe out oxygen? Do they live on Mars? I saw a Muslim live on Mars, people. It's getting out of hand.
Why do you think people are so sort of ignorant about being able to think of Muslims as fully three-dimensional people?
Well, I definitely... That's a funny way to put it. The way I would put it is... it's what's being portrayed on television is definitely a big thing. I mean, there's been some trauma to the non-Muslim community. And when you have that kind of trauma, and also when you have Muslims being dehumanized on a regular basis on television, that interaction between Muslim and non-Muslim becomes doesn't exist.
Right.
People are afraid to walk up to an imam with a beard and speak to him because they automatically have these assumptions about him. So I think that's a huge part of it. It's our interaction. It's our need for a dialogue that's not there because of what's being portrayed on television, because of what people's assumptions are about Islam and the people who believe in Islam.
We're talking to comedian Muhammad Amer, and, you know, there's an old saying about comedy equals tragedy plus time.
Mm.
So we had this huge tragedy, a terrorist attack, plus some time, 6 years now, and all that's happened in between. I do want to play this clip from the DVD of Allah Made Me Funny, the movie, about a common post-9/11 stereotype. Let's play that clip.
I told you that the least favorite thing about all the travel is the moment I have to walk into the airport. There's only one thing worse than that. The moment I have to get on the plane. People are in shock. They're in the middle of conversations. You're like, so where are you from? Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm gonna die. He's so hairy.
So, very funny, but there's a point you're making with your humor there.
That's actually Azhar, my colleague.
That's your colleague, I'm sorry, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a point in that humor, though.
Absolutely. I mean, what he's obviously trying to say is that, you know, I mean, look at me. Is this a disguise that I'd really want to go with if I was trying to do something outrageous? Mm-hmm. I mean, let's get past it. Let's laugh at it. Not laugh at the actual tragedy, but just laugh about that. You know, the actual environment that we live in. It's just pointing out how people are still paranoid when you can easily approach Azhar, for example, a bearded hairy man, you know, who happens to be Muslim. You know, he's a very approachable person. As a matter of fact, I've told him several times because he has three kids, right? Mm-hmm. And we've been on tour for about 30 days. And a couple of days back, when we were in Cardiff, we were walking around in the mall. And he saw this baby, and his baby just took his first steps, and he stopped in front of this family. And I said, "You're 6'3", you're beard and everything else." I said, "Don't walk up to people and just look at them." But he doesn't see that.
He's just who he is, doing what he does. Hey,
exactly.
Muhammad Amer, part of the Allah Made Me Funny tour. Thanks for taking the time out. Sounds like you guys are busy. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, musician Sandra Lerche, living in two worlds, indie cred, and then the whole Hollywood thing, because he scored the new movie, Dan in Real Life. We'll talk to him, he'll play for us, on NPR News, the Bryant Park Project.